But man, like Crabs in the Bucket came on, and then that shit with the Big Fish, and I was like, oh fuck, Crip Walk. I don't know if it's best how they do it, but you know.
No, that's not how they do it.
Man, how they
crip
walk, cuz?
What was that? Oh, crip, cuz. Oh, crip, cuz. No.
What in the fuck was that? People was doing the butterfly sit down and shit. Right.
What the fuck? I'm like, hi ho. Hi ho.
Hell no. Oh, ain't no place like home. Ain't no place like home.
Dead in Hip Hop album review, Vince Staples, Big Fish Theory.
People have been begging for this one.
They have. They have. I'm going to just go on the record and say, I think on this panel here, I think I'm the biggest Vince Staples fan.
Hmm.
Because the last time, the only other person that liked Summertime 06 was Mike. Y'all motherfuckers hate it.
I like parts of it, but I will like to say that I have gone back and listened to it, and you know, I was probably wrong over that.
Yeah, I know you was wrong. And I don't understand this one here with Vince Staples. I don't get it, man.
Who?
Why?
Oh, I didn't know you were pointing at B. Okay.
I get why B wouldn't like Summertime 06.
Why?
Because because I met B.
Have you never met him? But I'm just saying, like, what Vince brings to the table is typical of what Beat likes.
No, it ain't.
How is it not?
No, it ain't.
Like, Vince plays around with sounds and stuff like that, but
since when does Beat like that? Beat's the most traditional rap dude in this whole group.
He is.
So why would you think he would like
but,
that?
But I'm saying, but Vince be coming with the bars, though.
And why are we talking
it's
about
not just
like
the
he
bars.
Ain't here?
I know, right?
He's a we got a special thing.
What are talking about? Like, I just look at Beat looking at you. He's not even looking at Beat.
I kind of feel like an asshole right now.
But either way, love some everything Vince has dropped. Sometimes, you know, and like for me with Vince, sometimes I don't like it right off the bat, but then once I start digging, because he's the type of artist to me that you have to listen to what he's saying. You can't just gloss over what, you know, the lines that are coming at you. You definitely got to pay attention to what he's saying, man. Because this dude is one of these young cats. When people say, oh, hip hop, I don't know where it's at, this, that, and whatever. This is one of the dudes, one of the super young cats from the West that's doing his thing. And this project is another project on his discography that just proves that point. Once he came in with Crabs in a Bucket, with that sound, I did not expect that on this project. That super futuristic, super noisy type of sound. I was not anticipating that at all. But with that being said, Vince does it well. Crabs in a Bucket, the way he started that joint out, it definitely set the tone for the rest. Big Fish, oh my God, like that should be on the radio, to me. And the thing is, man, like I'm lost for words why he went this route. Because this sounds zero like any other hip hop artist out right now. Maybe with the exception, who was the group that we did that was a little weird that we said it wasn't bad? We just did the group.
Brockhampton.
Brockhampton.
Oh.
Brockhampton. You know what I'm saying?
Where, no, this ain't like no Brockhampton.
No. For me, in the weirdness. Not sonically, like they don't sound the same, but just the weirdness that I got a little bit from the sound. It made me feel like that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Vince kills this thing, man. Big Fish, 745 with
made
that
one
funky.
A crip walk, didn't he?
Which one?
Big Fish.
Oh, Big Fish, yeah. Dick. It sounded like a YG jam.
But
I thought it was 745.
No. 745 is completely different. But Big Fish, I thought it was so interesting because it sounds futuristic and noisy, but it's so West Coast.
It sounds definitely West Coast.
And it's so weird because he's monotone and he has a slightly high-pitched voice, but he's so West fucking Coast, man, especially on Big Fish. 745, love that shit. That's one of my favorite with that funky bass. And then the slight futuristic sounds and that thing too, man. Like, this dude, man, Vince Staples, and then yeah, right.
Kendrick fucking snapped. Mm-hmm. Like he fucking snapped. Like, and when I'm listening to him, like, how the fuck do you keep doing this fucking shit? Like, how the fuck you keep snapping on everybody's motherfucking shit every time?
He worried me at first though. The way he came in at first, I was like, what's he doing? Cause he was just kind of rapping kind of slow. Yeah. And then it was like something just happened.
That's normal too though, right? He comes in easy. That's normal too. That's normal. It is,
but I was like, when is it gonna happen? And then it didn't happen for a while, and I was like, okay. There we go. There it is.
There's K-Dot.
There's K-Dot.
There it is.
Here comes Cool Kenny, I see you.
You know what? Well, you guys already know I like this because I think before we even agreed to do it, and when we shot the mid-year, I said I thought it was dope.
Oh, you did?
Maybe you guys don't remember. I remember.
You said you didn't like it.
No.
On like Twitter or something. I thought you were like, I listened to it and I didn't like it. Am I bugging?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I fucks with Vince, man. Like, there was a song that I heard he had a feature on Clams Casino's album or mixtape or whatever it was. And Vince was just, he was just riding up on a fucking trap. And I was like, God damn. And I think at that moment, I was like, you know what? I fucks with Venice. And it's just, like, I had, like, there was a bit of a disconnect with Summertime 06, but I think I said this before, like, I go back and listen to it to try to figure out, like, what happened. What?
No, I know why I thought that.
Oh,
okay. When you posted on Instagram, you say, here goes nothing.
Oh!
So I heard it in your voice, like, yeah. Here goes nothing. But I thought you didn't like it. My bad.
Nah, because you know what it was? There were a lot of people saying, like, he got on his Yeezus Kanye shit.
Yes.
And that's
all
I heard. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. But when I put it on, so I went in it with, like, ready to, like, nah, I ain't fucking this shit at all.
Yeah.
They set me up. And, man, it just kept, every song, man, was just hidden. It's like, it was just so upbeat and energetic and shit was just like fucking everywhere, but it fucking worked. It did. And you know, like I'm driving to listen to it and I just kept bobbing my head to like every fucking track, man. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? But you know what, it kind of took me back, like, not quite exactly, but I'm thinking about like Earth, like there were moments in hip hop where you had like Egyptian Lover and Cybertron, where it had that like house techno type beats and shit like that. And that's what it kind of gave me like a feel of that. It's like somebody listened to it was like, oh, what the fuck is this, that, and other. But hip hop at one moment in time, like that was a part of the sound of hip hop too. So it's probably also another reason why I was just like, man, yo, like, I fucked with what he was doing on here. And I listened to a lot of like electronic shit like that. Anyway, so some of the beats and stuff like here wasn't too that much of a shocker for me. So for me, I was like, wow.
You know what it sounded to me like once I got, I believe it was to like Samo, like my first one or two listens. When I got to Samo, it started sounding just a bit noisy and loud. You know what I'm saying? And it made me feel like this album was a little bit longer than what it was.
37 minutes.
I know, and it's not long at all. But once you get there, because the sound has been so repetitive to that point, it just made me feel like it was a bit longer than what it
is. I feel you, but I think like 7:45 kind of broke it up,
it
right?
Did.
Yeah.
But that's super early. That's the third track.
I know. I thought Samo broke it up too, though.
Which one? It did, but a little bit, I don't know, man. Like, once I get to like 7, 8, 9, then I don't know. It's just like, damn, how long have I been listening
to? It's a lot coming at you. That back was
dope.
Yeah, that shit was dope, man.
Rain
so.
Come Down. I really fuck with that too. You ain't fuck with that one?
It's a cool ending. I didn't necessarily hate it, but yeah, I thought it was cool. Like, at that point, it's like the ride is over, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you've been on a roller coaster, now you're at the end, and you're just like about to get off. You're like, woo, that was, you know, shit, that was fun. You know, so yeah, I fucks with this shit, man, like, a lot.
I think coming off of his feature on Schoolboy Q's Blank Face, I was kind of interested in, you know, for this next album that was coming out, because, like, you know, of course I didn't care for Summertime 06, so when I heard him on Schoolboy shit, I was like, damn, Vince. I'm like, I need that Vince right there. So when the, you know, new album was coming out, I said, okay, I'm hoping I'm going to get a little glimpse of that. But
I wrote that down because I knew it the whole time. I typed it in my phone. What? B hated this shit. I knew it. I could tell by his face the whole time.
I mean, it was a couple of joints here I like.
I knew it.
I like Big Fish. I like Bag Back, and I like Samo. I like Same Old, Big Fish, and Bag Back. I'm sorry. So other than that, man, the sound of this, man, was just, it was It was too wacky.
Detroit on that house shit though.
It was. I don't need to hear Vince on that. That's just me personally. I like them over whatever Schoolboy on Schoolboy Q joint. I need them on that type of production. But for me, but this, when I was hearing this, when it came on, I was like, oh God.
I think it's dope that he can do shit like that. Like, that's like, you know,
that's the comfort zone.
Right.
Exactly. That's the comfort.
But I think it's extremely dope that he can do shit like this too. I think he called it like some Afrofuturism shit. Some shit he made up.
What?
What?
I heard people calling it house hop, and I was like, that shit needs to go away.
Stop it.
No.
House hop.
That needs to go away.
No. I mean, you know, if this was the production he wanted to go over and stuff, that's fine. I think he's done
some stuff like that before. Like, I think it's GTA and another group called Flume. Mm-hmm. So, but it was some feature shit. So, but again, the sound was kind of similar too.
Okay.
Similar to this.
This is just him exploring music, man. Him on the album just going for something different. And to me, and I guess you won't be the only one, but he executed this sound. How can you say that like this didn't sound good?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but
Oh, you too?
Maybe you have to spin your chair all the way around.
Ooh, turn yourself backwards.
Yeah.
Turn yourself
backwards. Yeah. Oh, yourself right now.
Like I said, he knew the sound, but it just didn't sound. And then some of the songs, some of the mixing didn't sound too good to me. Like you said, it sounded loud. Like I was just like, okay, the mixing sound horrible on this. Like, what is the hell is going on? Like, this don't sound polished at all. And I don't know if he was going for that sound, but it just didn't sound polished. I mean, and Vince is, and I'm not saying Vince is a bad rapper. Let's get that out the way. I mean, he's not like a horrible rapper or anything like that. I like some of the topics he touched on. I even like, even though it was more of an interlude, but I even like the Ramona Parker's Yankee Stadium because that's a Crip reference, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, he touched on like the party people, I mean, you know, him being, like, not him, but like just, I guess in general, partying, trying to be away from that lifestyle, from drugs and all that stuff, and just keep on pulling them. I mean, he touched on some good stuff, but it's just like, the sound and just him going over that production is just, it didn't do it for me. It just didn't do it for me at all.
No, I was saying, I had a feeling B wouldn't like it, but you was 50-50 for me.
I wasn't feeling this. And I really...
Yeah, take a deep breath.
Yeah, man.
It's another one of those situations where I want to like it.
Yeah.
Ben Staples is easily my favorite interviewee. Easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime he does an interview, I watch it because I just love what he says because he's fucking hilarious, but then he's so real about shit.
Right.
So I did not expect this from this album. From the second Crabs in the Bucket came in, I was like, well, maybe this is just like an intro type of dealy. And then when Big Fish came in, I was like, oh, this shit is dope. Mm-hmm. This shit is gonna be dope. And then it switched. And it was like that Alyssa interlude. I was like, what? And then Love Can Be, I was like, what? 745, what? And then it kept going. And I was, look, I don't like EDM at all. Not a fan. I like some electronic music. I don't like dancey club music at all. That's not my thing. You know, I dated a raver, it was the worst period of my entire life. hearing Vince over this, it just didn't hold my attention. There were some songs I liked. I like Yeah Right a lot. I thought that song was dope. Same-O, I thought was really dope. It was weird because it was like towards the end of the album I started to perk up. Same-O, Party People, and Back. I don't know what that really stands for, but those three songs, I was like, this is a good run. Because those three songs, they showed an experimental side. They showed that he was like willing to take chances and he was doing it well. And at least for Party People and Bag Back, it almost gave me, at least not from the rapping, but from the production side, it almost gave me something like of a less noisy Death Grips. And I was like, this is cool that somebody on a mainstream level is doing sounds that are like this. But the rest of this music, it didn't do anything for me. The way he was rapping, like you said, very monotone over these really loud and bombastic beats. Nah, man, it just didn't. It was a really awkward mesh that I didn't think worked. It's one of those situations where I don't want to shit on it because I'm glad he did it. Because like you said, and this was the exact thing I was thinking, there's not a single rap artist I can think of right now that sounds like this. Not a single one. So I appreciate dudes making music that even if I don't like it, I like the fact that he's doing something completely different. Not just a little bit different, but rhyming over these kind of EDM beats, I personally have not heard that.
that sound. If that sound exists and I just missed it, cool, fine, whatever. I've never heard, not honestly never, but not in the past 10 years have I heard somebody rap over this type of beats. And even the people that did rap, or like you're talking about Egyptian Lover, they weren't like monotone like this. No. Like they were trying to get the party started.
Yep.
Vince doesn't sound like he's trying to get the party started.
It's like an extension of that. Like if you're taking that music and be like, what would that sound like in 2017?
Right, exactly. So. It's like he doesn't need to be hype.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
See, that duality, that dichotomy that you're talking about you didn't like it, but that's what I liked. I liked the fact that it was loud and noisy and he was monotone, right? And he was calm on this noisy ass production. So I don't know, it brought a certain level of balance, and because I haven't heard anything like this, it didn't sound bad. And I also felt that Vince wasn't trying to change to the production. Vince stayed Vince inside of this production. So I felt like I didn't lose what I came to get. I still got Vince on some different type of stuff.
I think with content, yes.
Yeah,
I think the content.
No. I don't want to say he dumbed it down at all, but he definitely was rapping a little bit differently to match this production. Like, this isn't Summertime 06.
Bro. No, this is not Summertime.
Well, that's what I mean. And again, this isn't even Prima, Vince, but that's not a problem.
No.
The thing about it is, what a lot of people don't understand is you don't have to personally enjoy something to appreciate it. I don't personally enjoy this album.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want him to change and go back to Summertime 06? Nah, I'm glad he's doing something like this. So hip hop is not one dimensional. And people need to stop thinking that way. And it's interesting that it took somebody from the West Coast to do a sound like this. I feel like I would have expected someone from like the Virginia, Maryland area maybe. Because they're more into that more electronic sound.
Yeah.
You know, I would even expect somebody from New York to do that before this.
Hmm.
Like just that more electronic, dancey sound.
To me, when I think of Vince and where he is, like in the game, I think he's more like mainstream, widely known. Like he's not like I Am Sue or like maybe E-40 now. All those guys that have like this local, strong following where they could just sell songs out of the fucking trunk and be fucking good. You know, so Vince is more widely known. And for him to take a chance like this, it's shocking, especially after your name is getting out there even more and more. Because now more and more people, like, you're on a Sprite commercial. Who the fuck is this dude? Let me go. Yeah. Like, I thought he was funny. Let me go check this staple. Right. Let me go check him out and see what he is. And then you hear this. But it could also play well into maybe the type of following that he has with his listener base. I was shocked that I liked it. Like, I was, again, going in, I'm gonna hate this shit. But, you know, unlike you, I listened to, like, that electronic EDM type of shit, Burial, shit like that. For me, I like listening to that type of stuff. So, it especially, like,
you keep that shit.
Not all the way over to, like, like that EDM raver type shit. I kind of like it, like, in the middle of the road, like, electronic, and then even going all the way down to, like, electronic house, down tempo, chill, that type of stuff.
I don't shit on it, but no.
No.
When you sit in a fucking club that's like the size of this and there's nothing but a whole bunch of drugged out white people dancing around.
I'm not.
Hard, like dancing hard. Not just like not like the jokes you see on TV.
Dripping.
Like, oh, yes, dripping sweat. Not like the jokes you see on TV where they're just like, oh, look, like, ha ha, they can't dance. No, these motherfuckers are just Jersey Shore fucking finger, all that shit. Yeah, that's not my kind of shit. And that music just does not do anything. Like, I like synth pop, I like new wave, but EDM has never resonated with me. When I dated that chick that liked that shit, I was like, bro, you are going to kill myself. I feel like this is one long fucking song. Why do you need a whole album of this shit?
Like, house though, house
kind of. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You don't fuck with house?
No! What? No!
You do?
No, what?
I don't either. Right?
No!
You don't fuck with house music either?
Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Boring.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's super boring. Like, you, I can't imagine you listen to that shit.
I can't either.
When do you win?
You ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I think it's good to that shit.
By mistake.
That weird chick. It's only like 12 to pick from. I can't
B, favorite tracks.
big,
Big Fish, Same O, and Bag Back.
Crabs in the Bucket, Big Fish, Gimme Bag Back, and 745.
For me, Big Fish, 745, Yeah Right, and Rain Come Down.
Definitely Big Fish. Shit, sorry. My phone wouldn't work. I need some space. Alright, Big Fish, Same O, Party People, and Bag Back. Those are definitely my four favorite jams. We wear all clothes. We ain't doing promo no more. I like how you said that shit.
Vince, if you watching, man, bro, continue to expand your sound. Continue to push your own envelope. Don't be comfortable. Never be comfortable. That's the only way you can be great. And this album just shows that. Obviously, everybody on the panel didn't like it. I fucked with it. Half of the panel fucked with it. Half didn't. So it is what it is, man. But I fuck with you. Continue to do what you do. Go get these checks. Get these endorsements. Keep rhyming. Don't ever dumb down. Keep just do you, man. God damn it. Just do you. I'm going a long way. It's just saying, Vince, I fuck with you. Do you, bro.
Like I said before, I don't think you are a whack rapper or anything like that. As a young dude, you touch on serious topics, you talk about serious stuff, you don't, like people said, dumb down and do crazy stuff all the time just to blend in with the commercial, with the rest of commercial hip hop. I'm glad you like you doing your own thing and you're being creative. It's just, unfortunately, I just haven't been a huge fan of your previous works, man. Like I said, I loved you on Schoolboy Q's. I was because that proves to me that I like you as a rapper, that you can rap, but it's just albums just hasn't been clicking with me. It's production. I think it's just some production. I want to hear you over. I think you will sound good over whatever.
I think hip hop definitely needs a guy like you. Your outspokenness, the things you talk about actually in your songs, and now I guess your creativity, your willingness to not stay within that box and to leap out there and do something like this, coming off, some of the successes that you've had with your previous releases, and considering the fact your name is actually growing more and more with each day and each minute of your interview. So yeah, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, Vince, I know this is gonna sound like a total cop-out. I know it is, but I'm being truthful when I say that I don't personally care for this album because I don't personally care for the sound that you are creating right now, the production. That's not my thing, but I greatly appreciate the fact that you are doing this sound. I want hip hop to be more multidimensional. I want people to look at rap and say, it's not just this sound. And the fact that you don't sound like anybody, and it's this early, I wanna say, in your career, I think it's admirable. The fact that you're willing to take this kind of chance. As Fipo said, keep expanding your sound, keep doing whatever the fuck you wanna do. Keep making rap that nobody else is making. Keep taking chances, man. Even if there are people that don't like it, because that's kind of the point. Make people that are stagnant uncomfortable. I think that's a good thing. So even though I didn't love this project, I love the fact that you made it. So I'll say it. Good job.